Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're just tuning into the show tonight, we're in our third, just kicking off our third hour here with you. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about 50 Shades of Grey from the point of the ignorant outsiders, because, Mark, you and I have not read 50 Shades of Grey, nor have we seen the new movie that apparently was just released yesterday that has broken box office records already in just one day with $30 million in ticket sales. The movie is on track to be the most popular, the most well-sold Valentine's Day weekend movie of all time, apparently.
Yeah, and it's a fan fiction of Twilight, and it's probably going to outsell their movies.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you about that, but the larger conversation that's been going on has not been about the movie itself or how well acted or well shot or what the story exactly is, but more so about what is it tapping into? Why is this movie as popular as it is? Why are the book series as popular as they are? And what does it really mean? We've actually got somebody who's been hanging on, waiting through the break to continue a discussion. We've heard from different sides so far tonight. We've had people who are inside or have been inside the BDSM scene, and also we've had folks calling in who've sort of been passing judgment and saying that those people are of the devil or that they are filthy and unhealthy and lots of lots of terms like that. Lots of adverbs.
Filthy. Yep.
Yeah. Have been leveled at the people who are into this lifestyle. Allison. No,
those are adjectives.
L-Y, isn't
L-Y.
That?
L-Y. Filthy, not filthily.
I don't know. Allison, you're on Free Talk Live. So you were saying a moment ago that you are a Christian, and that you're not offended by the fact that people are engaging in this lifestyle? I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do we have Allison? Allison in Lynchburg? Maybe there's some technical difficulties. Her line is still active, so hopefully we'll see if we can get her on here in just a moment, because I was curious to know where she was going to go with her thoughts on this. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, there have been speculation here tonight as to where's this come from. Some have suggested, the guy Abel Freeman called in earlier, suggesting that maybe the Puritan past has a lot to do with the sexual repression, which may manifest itself in the United States in the form of unusual sexual proclivities. But
a practitioner called in, and he said he was born that way.
He said he was born that way, and maybe this isn't that unusual. Maybe this is more common than people would like to believe who don't much care for it. And maybe it's more common than maybe people who even are into the scene really had thought previously. Maybe a lot of people have just been keeping their preferences quiet on this. And now, due to the popularity of this film and the book series that preceded it, maybe that's sparking more conversation about sex. And I think that's what's healthy. I think people actually having conversation about sex is a healthy thing to do. I think it's unhealthy to repress the discussion about these things and these issues and kinks and fetishes and things like that. Now, obviously, there's only so far we can go with a conversation about sex on nationally syndicated talk radio. So, for instance, if you are doing a radio show, you can't be indecent, as they say, if it's before 10 o'clock at night, and you can't
be indecent after 10 o'clock at night.
And you can't be obscene, as they call it, at any time. And usually obscenity describes some discussion of extricatory and,
sexually prurient nature.
Yeah, extricatory functions and also sex, basically, in a very very detailed kind of manner. But we can still come at it from a clinical perspective and psychological perspective, and I think that's what we've been doing as much as we can here tonight. We've got her back. Allison is back listening in Virginia. Are you there, Allison?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry about that. Maybe.
Can you do me a favor before you go on? Back off your phone about, I don't know, 2 inches or something like that, and that way we're not going to hear little distortions that we've been hearing in your call.
My voice carries. Sorry about that.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead with your thoughts. What did you want to share with our audience tonight?
Well, there's an underlying situation involved that all of this seems to stem from. The older I get, okay, so I'm not in my 20s anymore, but the older I get, the more I see it. Now, in the Bible, I do a lot of Bible, and Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? If the heart of a person, right from the get-go, like my little one-year-old, already has that built in, then things are going to get cranky quickly.
If the heart has what built in? I couldn't quite make it out.
Deceit.
The what?
Deceit. I mean, the heart is deceitful in all things.
You're saying that people are by nature deceitful?
Yes. Even my one-year-old shows it.
Oh, yeah. People tell lies. There's no doubt about it. I mean, and it's shown in kids that they can be deceitful, too. Absolutely. But, I mean, don't you think that says – it's what you tend to look – it was what you choose to look at, though. I mean, like, there's – people are also – tell the truth. They're honest. They're open. They're loving. There's all kinds of things. Don't you think that statement says a lot about Jeremiah and very little about anything else?
Well, actually, I see it in myself, too. And the people that are good people are the ones who recognize that in themselves and fight it.
Sure. I'm with you.
What does that have to do with BDSM, 50 Shades of Grey, sexual kinks? I'm not sure.
How does that relate to you in your mind?
Okay, the way it relates in my mind is that it can very quickly become an addiction situation where it's not recognized by the person who's doing these activities that this is feeding the evil side of themselves.
Why is it necessarily evil? Is it because, you know, people are being spanked? Is it because there's some level of consensual violence involved that it seems evil? I mean, people are consenting. How could that be considered evil?
Yes, people are consenting, but it does damage to the spirit. Even giving consent, it does damage the spirit.
So,
but some Christians would say that about sex, period, right? Like sex outside of marriage, would that also damage the spirit as well, in your opinion?
In my opinion, sex is like fire. If it's in a safe area, say a grill, a fireplace, fire pit, then it's wonderful. But if it goes crazy, if it's out of its boundaries, then it can do 100,000 times more damage than positive. In the Bible...
Well, the Bible says that the marriage bed... The Bible's very clear that the marriage bed is undefiled, right? Like,
exactly.
You know,
it's good stuff. It's actually blessed.
So then why in the world can't husbands and wives, smack each other on the butts with whatever it is that they wish to do? I mean, why does it suddenly become defiled and evil when... Like, I don't understand. I mean, sex is... It's blessed in the Bible, supposedly.
Right. It's less in the Bible within the framework. But if a husband and wife want to, pull out the fuzzy handcuffs and get a little naughty, well, that's between them. I don't want to know that. That's none of my supposedicacy, to use the Italian.
So hold on. So what you're saying is that... If, by your belief system, if a couple is together under marriage, then it's not a bad thing for them to be engaged in BDSM activity?
So long as it's consensual.
Okay, but if it's outside of marriage, then you're saying it's like...
outside of the framework where it's best built, then you got a fire in a... leaf pile in the middle of a windy wood.
Thanks for the call tonight, Allison. I appreciate it. It's an interesting analogy, drawing a line between sex and fire, that you have to keep it in its proper place. And, of course, she believes that the only proper place for that is after marriage, which I think is, personally, I find that unhealthy, to wait until you've entered into a lifelong contract with someone to decide to try sex. That sounds like a dangerous thing to do. The toll-free number is 855-453. What if you get married to somebody and then you find out you're not sexually compatible? That's going to be pretty pretty awful lifetime you're going to have there with that person. 855-453, and I'd imagine that would lead to some deceit later on. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts. We're coming up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up whatever you'd like here toll-free tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Coming up, you can join us on our remote studio, or at our remote studio at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's coming up the 5th of March through the 8th. That's a Thursday through Sunday, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. We're at the Liberty Forum every single year. You can join us there and join hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented folks for a great time with all kinds of guest speakers, keynote speakers, including Ben Swan this year. The gentleman from the founder of Overstock.com will be there.
Patrick Byrne.
And also Jeffrey Tucker is back keynote speaking at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, as well as dozens of other speakers and panelists and discussions, and of course the hundreds of attendees that you'll get to know, and you know, get to know some of them. Many of whom will be your future neighbors if you end up making the move to New Hampshire, as we did as part of the Free State Project. And to some extent, that's kind of what the Liberty Forum is it shows off the amazing community of liberty-minded folks that we have here in New Hampshire. You go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can learn more about the event there. But I've got a new special offer. We had been giving away some tickets previously to people who'd registered hotel rooms by a certain date. That date has passed, so too late to get that offer. But there's another offer on the table, which is a little different, and it's only available to certain individuals. So if you are already a Free State Project participant, meaning if you've signed up for the Free State Project, sorry, you don't qualify for this deal. You have to not be a Free State Project participant to qualify for this. And in addition, you have to not be a Free State Project participant and not live in New Hampshire. So you can't live in New Hampshire, and you can't be a Free State Project participant yet. Following me, Mark?
Yep.
Okay. So you're disqualified from this. but if you meet those qualifications, then I can get you a free ticket to the Liberty Forum. See, the idea behind the Liberty Forum is we want to show off the community here, and so if you aren't yet a Free State Project signer, then we're hoping you'll be a Free State Project signer by the end of the weekend. And so they're asking, in return for getting a free ticket to the Liberty Forum, you have to commit to attending the FSP questions session on Saturday at the Liberty Forum. So if you're willing to commit to going to one of the myriad of events happening at the Liberty Forum, then you
we'll
can
copy
get
a ticket.
Yeah, you can get a ticket.
I'm excited by it.
For free. All you have to do is email me, Ian@freetalklive.com. Let me know your name and let me know you'll commit to attend that particular function. It's Saturday. It's about noon 30. Carla Mora will be leading this session. Now, Carla is a super activist. She
Dynamo.
Is an awesome liberty lady. She's actually right now down in Washington, D.C. at the Students for Liberty International Conference, or whatever they're calling it, but a very large conference also happening in D.C. She's kind of down there pushing the Free State Project. She's great. I mean, she can handle any of these questions. Whatever questions you throw at her, she'll be able to handle it. It's not required that you ask a question. They're just requiring that you attend that particular seminar at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. In return, you get a basic ticket for free. You want that ticket? You want to lock it down? Just get in touch with me. You've got till the end of the month to do this. So email me, Ian@freetalklive.com, and I will get your information to the organizer, and she'll lock down your ticket. Make sense?
That easy.
All right. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 50 Shades of Grey. Very, very popular. But why? Let's go to Michael listening in St. George, Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I've just been listening in, and I've been listening to almost the world or the world around me about this whole ordeal about it. It doesn't affect me directly, but I kind of wanted to put my two cents in about it.
When you say it, you're talking about 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Okay.
People are getting all over obsessive about sex before marriage. Sex is a natural human thing. Our bodies do it. We need to do it. Create more people, create more life. But also I feel like when people are into those different kinks or those different fetishes, I feel like people are almost, I would dare to say, born that way, kind of how people are born gay or, you know, the different ethnicities people are born. Because when I talk about pornography with my friends, you know, different stuff that we're into or whatever, everybody's different. We're all into different things. Now, I'm married. I do have a child. But me and my wife, we had premarital sex. And I feel like it hasn't affected our relationship at all to this point. I think people are making way too big of a deal over it, but I don't know. That's my two cents.
So you're coming from the perspective saying that you believe that sexual proclivities are innate, that they are you are born with whatever it is that your kinks are.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to a different porn site, they all have their different sections dedicated to each one, depending on what you're into. So I mean, there's a huge spectrum out there, a broad spectrum of it. And I believe that you are born into it. I mean, I'm into certain things. My friends are into certain things. My wife's into certain things.
Sure.
So
the one thing I'd say is, interjecting here is I've talked to people who have the opinion that you shouldn't have sex before marriage. That's not my opinion, but I will say that I think that their point of view is not being properly viewed on this program. So what they're going to say is look, you don't know whether you match somebody. If you don't have sex before marriage and you get together, you may not know that you haven't developed tastes in sex. So therefore, you're much more likely to match your partner. You were saying that what if you find out that your sexual preferences don't match? Well, you develop your sexual preferences over time through use. And
yes.
That's so therefore, if you get together with somebody whom you've never had sex or whatever, your preferences are likely to be similar. You're going to be attracted.
Interesting theory.
You're going to be – well, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's true all the time, but I wouldn't say anything's true all the time.
Michael, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, you're saying that, and this isn't what you're propagating. You're just saying some people have said this.
I'm going to say that I think that this is, to some extent, true.
Meaning that if two people do not have sex, they've never had sex, and then they have sex for the first time after they get married, that you're saying they might be a blank slate, and so therefore...
slate, right? Uh-huh. So you don't know... I'm trying to think of what these proclivities are, but I mean, if you're going to...
Well, we're talking about BDSM here. Yeah. That's been the general discussion tonight.
So at that point, it's likely that you're going to go... A lot of people out there are going to do whatever it is that their partner wants done as far as these fantasies go. And so you're going to like it more or less. And, if you don't allow yourself the out of saying, well, if I just don't like her particular fantasies, whatever they might be, I can always go find another. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
But you're already married at that point.
Right. At that point, no, you don't allow yourself that out. You're like, this is what my wife likes. I do what my wife likes because it's what she likes. Right. Like, that's an entirely different mindset.
You can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, of course, that viewpoint flies in the face of the viewpoint that people are predetermined from birth to have certain.
I don't believe that crap at all. I mean, that sounds like absolute nonsense to me. I mean, I understand.
That's what the guy who's called earlier said.
Fine, he can have whatever
in you.
No,
he says he's always felt like dominating women in a bedroom.
I don't think people know what motivates them. I think that that people's psyches are largely opaque to themselves. Mine would be opaque to me, and his would be opaque to him. I think that how would he know if he had some kind of sexual imprinting that was done? And I don't mean that somebody touched him or anything like that, but some kind of imprinting that was done when he was three. He'd think he was born that way.
Like walking into mom and dad in the bedroom or something. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight on this live Saturday edition, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we share with you. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Normally, the AMP program is $5 a month. You get perks. You get these benefits for being an amplifier, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group, which is actually a pretty popular place. Lots of posts being made there on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis, on the AMP-only Facebook group. You get access to all of that and more by becoming an amplifier. And it helps us out, too, because that money, that $5 a month, is being invested into Free Talk Live, so we can get on more radio stations to talk about, in general, the ideas of freedom. Although tonight we've been talking more about sex, and anything goes here on Free Talk Live. But if you like what we're doing, please get behind the show as an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. And every now and then we come up with something, and actually we didn't come up with this, but we have someone who's got good ideas, come up with something really unique. And one of our listeners, who is also an amplifier, has put his own money on the line to create a brand new AMP-only T-shirt. And this shirt
is more than a T-shirt. It's like one of those technical wicking fabric things.
It's a shirt, though, right?
It's like, a long-sleeve shirt.
Oh, it's long-sleeved. Okay, so T-shirt's not the right term, then. Thank you for that correction. A long-sleeve shirt on a tech fabric with a word cloud design. He took a bunch of our show descriptions, and I'm not sure for what time frame, but he took a bunch of show descriptions for Free Talk Live.
He's an engineer. He did it in a pretty technical fashion, whatever he did.
Plugged it into one of these word cloud generators and made a word cloud of our topics and made that into a T-shirt. It looks great. Mark, we made a, was it shirt.freetalklive.com, I believe, that people can go to if you want to take a look at what this shirt looks like. Or at least a mock-up of what it will look like, because it hasn't actually been printed yet. But shirt.freetalklive.com will take you to the pictures. It's a cool-looking shirt, and I know that Michael, who created this, is really excited about getting these out there. But what we've done was, or what we've done is turn this into kind of a fundraiser for Free Talk Live, meaning that you have to be a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier to qualify to get this shirt.
It is an amplifier shirt.
Correct. But it's only for Platinum amplifiers, and Platinum is the highest level of amplification. You can do $5 a month, that's silver, $10 a month, gold, and we certainly appreciate everybody who does those things. Michael is a Platinum amplifier, and he just wanted to do something to encourage more people to get to that level. And so if you want to qualify for the shirt, the rules are very simple. You have to be a Platinum amplifier by the 1st of March. And you have to remain a Platinum amplifier for at least a couple months, meaning through the 1st of
May.
May. So you've got a couple.
It's not the 1st, though. He moved it to the 8th because he wants people to be able to sign up for the Liberty Forum.
I didn't know that we were announcing that in advance, Mark. I thought that there was some discussion about that, but that it hadn't been confirmed.
Okay.
So,
I'm not sure then.
I thought that there was a possibility that we would extend it through Liberty Forum, but that would depend on certain things.
Okay.
But either way, you've got a couple months. You've got a couple weeks to get signed up for this. You've got to be a Platinum amplifier by the 1st of March. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you're already an amplifier, you can obviously upgrade. If you're not yet an amplifier or you were formerly an amplifier, we'd love to have you back. We'd love to have you back. Or we'd have... Love to have you on board over at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Joy's listening in Muncie, Indiana to WIBC. Hello, Joy. Or Jay, excuse me.
Jay.
Apologize about that, Jay.
It's cool. The real problem with what we're talking about here is the 50 Shades of Grey thing is it's a control issue thing. Whether it be in a sub and dom relationship, whether the woman needs the control in her life or the male needs to be in control. It's a complete reversal. And 95% of the time, women are in control.
Okay.
Well, the statement that was made earlier tonight is that the person who is the submissive in a dom-sub relationship is actually, in point of fact, in control because it's an act of consent and they set the boundaries at all times as far as how far people are willing to go.
Not in that perspective of what I'm talking. They have control problems themselves, whether it be they have to control certain situations of their lives or other people's lives to be able to function normally.
You're saying the submissive is the person with control problems or the dominant is?
Both people do. Whether it be the submissive needing the control of the dominant person to be able to cope with regular reality, I guess.
You know, I can't entirely disagree with this.
So he's saying this is a coping mechanism?
It's a harsh thing to say, but I... Well,
can you restate what's being said, Mark, then, if you're agreeing with this?
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that this is an indication of sort of... you know, in one case, for me, what it means is this is a it's an indication for the sub, the person who's subordinate or whatever, that they have... you know, too much around sort of, you know, their attention seeking, right? Like, you're paying very close attention. If you're the dominant person, you're paying very close attention to this other person, right? Like, they are the center of attention if they're getting spanked or whatever.
Okay.
And then, so, you know, hey.
How's that different from any other sex? I mean, the person is giving you attention in regular sex, too.
It doesn't take as long.
It also involves with the controlling part of their lives. They have to have that to function.
They have to have the BDSM sex to function? Or the
BDSM in general. It doesn't have to involve the sex. People do the things like tie people up and leave them tied up for, I guess they call it torturing them. And
without orgasm. That's true. That's
exactly.
A good point.
It's pretty common, actually.
They have to function in life. They don't need it to orgasm. And a lot of the people who are into this BDSM nature have really bad control problems. Whether it be in their home lives or mentally.
You know, that does bring me back to a discussion we were having years ago on this program. One of the first guests we ever had was Miss Ann. She doesn't call herself that anymore. She's retired from being a professional dominatrix, actually, there in the Indianapolis area is where she's from. And I remember that, you know, she described, we talked to her for quite a while, actually, about her experiences as a dominatrix. And, you know, she would talk about the businessman who would come in and, you know, he's busy telling everybody what to do all day. But in there, he wants to be dominated. And in that, you know, it wasn't about sex because it wasn't prostitution that she was doing. She was literally just dominating these men. And that's what they were seeking. Now, whether or not they were getting off on it is another question. But she certainly wasn't getting them off, was my understanding. Of
yep,
the relationship.
She was pretty clear that that's not what was occurring.
Right. And they were paying her big money to do this.
Yeah.
Jay, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. Let's continue here. Ron is listening in St. George, Utah, to KZNU. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hey there. You're
love
on the air.
Show.
Thanks. Go ahead.
You just heard from somebody from St. George just a little bit earlier, and I know from sad experience that what he's saying is not completely true.
What's that? What was not true?
Well, it's not true. You know, these fetishes are a result of sexual addiction and pornographic addiction, and that's where they result from. When sexuality.
Upon what do you base that?
As a counselor and as somebody that has had a long history with these things, I know that these fetishes aren't totally natural, and they just don't result in normal sexuality. They result from people who have had long-term addictions with sexuality and pornography.
Well, what do you say to the guy who called earlier tonight and said that he has always had this desire, that as long as he can recall, he's wanted to dominate a woman in the bedroom?
I do not believe him. And I totally believe that, you know, to tie up and to, you know, and to make bondage and all of this stuff a part of sexuality is not the normal for any couple. And it's a result of him being a sexual addict and him being a pornographic addict. And
we actually haven't had anybody talk about porn addiction necessarily tonight. I guess there was a guy who called a little bit and talked a bit about different porn sites. But, you know, I can't just dismiss somebody who says, oh, well, I've always felt that way. I tend to take someone at their word when they say that. But thank you for the call tonight, Ron. I do appreciate hearing from you. That's another. Everybody's viewpoint is certainly valid from their perspective. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What do you think? You're welcome to share your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. I'm not going to give you the toll-free number at this point because our phones are loaded up. If you don't get in tonight with your thoughts, it's okay. We do a Sunday edition of the show, too. We're live Sundays. We're live weekdays. We're live Saturdays. Every single night of the week, we're here 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you want to get your thoughts in on any issue whatsoever, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And we are always here for you. And in those other 21 hours of the day, you can always visit our website at freetalklive.com. And you can grab archives there. You can download those. You can get interactive in various different ways. Create the content right there on the front page of the website. So go and enjoy. It's all there for free at freetalklive.com. Let's jump right back into your calls and thoughts. 50 Shades of Grey. It's bringing BDSM into dinner conversation. People are talking about sexuality, and people have a lot of different opinions. We've heard quite a variety tonight here on the air on Free Talk Live. And honestly, when I started the show tonight, Mark, I just kind of picked this one out of thin air we started.
We had, we were going to go with something else, and you just decided you wanted to go with it.
It wasn't something I brought to the table as show prep. You did. It was just something I saw this headline, and I thought, you know what? Let's see what people think about this. I didn't really know if it was going to go for more than a segment or two, but here we are at the end of hour number three. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and first talk to Jeffrey in Mark and I's hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Jeffrey, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WSRQ.
Hello. I just calling in. I want to disagree with what the guy before me said, Rod or whatever.
Okay.
I think that, fetishes and your sexual orientation and such is more something you're born with. Having said that,
What if you've got an Asian porn fetish? Do you think you're born particularly liking people from the Far East?
Well, I mean, for the most part, I'm sure that, as you grow up, your environmental, everything else depends on it, too. But for the most part, I think this is something that's like subconsciously genetically programmed into you. I mean, having said that, I say this because I'm asexual and this is coming from a completely different perspective. Being asexual, I have absolutely...
Can you hold that thought. Can you define asexual for listeners who may not know what that is?
Right. Asexual is a person who is not interested with any sexual contact, anything sexual with another human being. Sometimes, like, not even masturbation or anything sexual at all.
And so there are different levels of asexuality, from what I understand. It's from what I've read, there's about 1% maybe of people who are considered asexual, but within that 1%, there's a range, right? So, as you said, maybe self-pleasuring is included, maybe not. So for your asexuality, is self-pleasuring included, or are you completely asexual in that you aren't interested in that either?
Completely, like no libido at all.
Okay.
Were you struck in your crotch?
That's an insulting question.
No, it is not. It is a medical question.
Well, this is something, when you become a teenager, things change and you start becoming attracted to people. Well, this is just not something that happened to me, and I think it's really disgusting. Everything has to do with sex, but I'm not against anybody who, you know.
So you're actively turned off by sex. Look, Mark, the reason I say that's insulting is because sex is a mental thing more than it is a physical thing.
No, sex is okay. So he says he has no libido. Libido is physical, right? Like it's hormonal, and his gonads produce hormones. Okay, and some people sometimes are asexual because they've been struck in the crotch.
Okay, I understand where you're going with this, and let me say this. That doesn't mean that I don't have, like, erections or anything like that. How can I explain it? My gonads or whatever, they can be aroused, they can be turned on, but I feel nothing. It's like they're acting by themselves. It's like a whole separate, it's like it's not even part of my body, it's just there.
Huh. That's interesting. When you're, when you see people, whether they're, the opposite sex or the same sex as you.
Are there pretty people and ugly people?
Yeah, can you discern, you know, is there an attraction at all? Like as far as I'd like to, you know, snuggle with that person. Is there anything there at all as far as intimacy, of a desire for intimacy?
Try looking at this through the eyes of like an 8-year-old. You see people, you can tell they're attractive or not, but you don't want to do anything with them. You just notice they're there.
Mm-hmm. I realize we've gone off into the world of talking to you about your asexuality, but I know you were calling with a purpose, so if you want to jump back on that, feel free.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to disagree with Rod because he said this is something that, you know, you have to be pretty messed up in order to have certain fetishes or whatever. And I'm asexual, and I can tell that I have fetishes because
really?
My gonads react to certain things, and they're very specific things. But I'm not attracted to that. I don't want to engage in that kind of sexual activity. So
that's
clearly not something that I chose to like or something like that. It's something I definitely have.
Can you give us an example without being explicit? Can you give us a clinical example of one of these fetishes that you have that you're not interested in acting upon?
Feet, for example.
Feet?
Yeah.
So you feel a stirring, some sort of physical sensation surrounding an attractive set of feet, but at the same time, mentally, there's a total disconnect.
Yeah, like I can tell that it's a fetish because obviously if I look at hands, I don't get the same reaction or, you know, something else. But
fascinating.
Yeah, I don't feel anything mentally. It's like it's like not even part of my body. It's just something that's there that acts by itself. This is why
Have you ever orgasmed? I mean, during your experiencing these physical sensations in your crotch, have you ever inadvertently brought yourself to orgasm, or has your body, you know, have you ever gone through that process?
It's gone through the process, but I don't believe I've ever gotten to orgasm.
You would know.
Maybe I wouldn't recognize it. No, then definitely not.
At least I would think that you would know. generally.
Yeah. Generally males, no.
Jeffrey, it's fascinating. Well, I wish we had more time to talk to you about it. Feel free to call back any other night if you want to talk about being an asexual, because I think it's an unusual perspective that people just don't hear much about. I thank you for the call tonight. I want to make sure we do get a chance to get some other folks in here. David, listening in Florida to WYOO. Hello, David.
Yeah, hey, good evening, guys. I wish I'd have called in earlier and everything, but basically I want to debunk the one guy that said that, you know, you have to be, if you have an addiction to porn, which I've had an addiction to porn ever since I've been 8 years old.
What?
And, yeah.
How do you, when you're 8 years old, I mean, how old are you now?
I'm 47, so.
So you at 8 years old, you only had access to magazines, right? I mean,
he found dad's magazines or found them in the woods.
Yeah, is that what happened? Was it dad's collection?
Yeah, dad's collection. I discovered masturbation. My first sexual encounter was 11 years old.
Okay.
With a girl who was the same age and everything. And I have seen some, over the many years, I have seen some pretty twisted things. But I have never acted on the things that I was like, no, that's something that is just, there's something wrong with that person and stuff. So, but I can, you know, I can truly say, because at a point in time in my life, I was so obsessed with porn and everything that in school, basically I was having fantasies and I had to be excused to myself to the bathroom. And sometimes I stayed in there for a good 2 hours.
Oh boy, that's not going to go well.
I mean,
wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, and so, you know, to debunk him, you know, cause it, you know, people in church and everything, they think that, you know, porn, you know, sexual encounters and everything. You know, the church has put a stigma on it when it needs to be taught more in the church, because then it would take the stigma off of it.
What needs to be taught in church? Is people be more sexually open? What do you
being more sexually open with your wife and everything, and teaching about sex and teaching about what it could possibly go lead to. I mean, so
yeah, there's a lot of shame.
The dangers of it and what you know, lifestyle can come out of it. Not saying that, you know, it's nasty or anything, but yes, I've come close, but you know, I've been able to stop myself. Some people have no self-control, can't say no.
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of shame around sexuality, and I was raised in the church too, and I'd say that the largest disservice that the church does, you know, to married people is this shame, because then you can't even share with your wife or husband what it is that you want and you desire. And
you have to keeping that buried throughout an entire relationship, that's not good for you. David, thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time, but I do appreciate hearing from you. And to anyone else who is on hold, there's at least four more people here that we did not get on. I apologize about that. I always feel bad about the people at the end of the show. But we have another show tomorrow night. It's the Live Sunday Edition. You can call in and bring up the same topic if you felt like you didn't get your thoughts out there and you want to be heard. We're here for you. That's what we do 7 nights a week. So join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com, and you please enjoy your weekend. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.